Hello and welcome to Wattcast. My name is Roger Watson, and these podcasts are dedicated to readings of various articles that I've had published in newspapers and magazines. They reflect my views on politics, the pandemic, and current affairs. Thank you very much for listening. Compelled mourning, a new phenomenon. This is my column for Unity News Network of the 17th of September 2022. It's hard not to be moved to some extent by current events, by which I am referring to the death of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II and the accession of His Majesty Charles III, even if one part of that moves us towards sadness and the other towards despair. Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, proclaimed as perfect and faultless universally by UK commentators, had her faults. I'm sure there were more, but one only needs to reflect on the payment of her son Andrew's multi-million pound out-of-court settlement related to charges of a sexual nature in the US, and then allowing him to walk her to her place at her husband's memorial service. Ever vigilant about the image of the monarchy, she got the optics terribly wrong on at least two occasions near the end of her long life. Perhaps this is not the time, but the time will come when these things are no longer glossed over. Nevertheless, from a monarchist perspective, there's undoubtedly a case for saying she did a pretty good job. Her successor has already so overplayed his hand on eco-matters for anyone to believe that he will remain politically neutral. Of course, a great deal of pageantry accompanies any official event involving our head of state, and that includes the Queen's funeral. I'm a sucker for a military band and a bit of presenting arms. We do these things so well. But with the wall-to-wall coverage of royal funereal events and the ability to watch live the lines of people paying their respects in Westminster Hall, and even an elderly guard collapsing and crashing to the ground from the dais, have we not gone over the top? I thought it was just me, but a committed monarchist and admirer of a late queen with whom I'd a pint this week told me he was sick to death of it. Then there is the dreadful commentary, mostly from the Welsh windbag Hugh Edwards, as the processions take place. The commentaries consist of an endless stream of drivel, delivered in hushed tones and consisting of such gems as the cortege past the cenotaph, that the dead were silently honouring her. Dear me, if ever the dictum, if you've nothing to say, say nothing, should have been applied. These utterances neither honour our late queen nor address the intelligence of the average listener unless the BBC really has lulled people towards the view that it speaks for the nation. It may only be 10 days of official mourning, and we are all free to mourn her in any way we want and for as long as we want, but we're not living in North Korea. It was not unexpected that there would be a bank holiday on the day of the funeral, and it was nice of our multi-millionaire king, who made over 100 of his staff redundant during the mourning period, to declare a day when employers are under no obligation to pay their employees. This will be followed by another one for his coronation. Nevertheless, I'm sure that millions will want to witness both events, and I may even sneak a look at these events myself. However, the FA took it upon themselves to cancel football last week, while cricket proceeded. Then the last night of the proms, something that, of all things, should have proceeded, was cancelled, and Centre Parks decided that anyone staying there would be evicted and, I believe, receive no refund on the day of the funeral. They since relented. Incidentally, my wife went to Centre Parks once and almost begged to be evicted. If people really believe our Queen was as stoical and matter-of-fact as everyone claims, surely such hollow gestures bordering on virtue signals are things of which she would have disapproved. And our ever-vigilant police force, whose cap badge displays the royal moniker, have taken it upon themselves to arrest Republican protesters. I think these protests are ill-timed, and I'm not a Republican, but, I reiterate, we do not live in North Korea. Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II presided over a constitutional monarchy which operated by democracy. While the man or woman in the street may be remote from the wheels of power, he or she used to live safe in the knowledge that they were free to protest peacefully and free to express their opinion. Our new king would endear himself to me if he spoke out about that, but I doubt very much he will.
This podcast was produced in association with youthpublications.com.